Volume and the Pattern Cycle. Crowd action reaction emits volume benchmarks at key price levels. Measure this unique past participation against current activity to determine the relative importance of fresh events. Regardless of holding period, watch these primary reference points when price returns to test key levels, but always examine volume within the proper context. A single bar's narrow impact may lead to poor interpretation of the market's underlying direction. Use volume history analysis to place the recent action into proper perspective within the recent trend. The intermediate daily time frame provides a common basis for volume moving average, or VMA, computation. The 50 or 60-day VMA contrasts prior crowd participation with the current action for all liquid stocks through all exchanges. Use this simple measurement as a central tendency tool that gauges the crowd's emotional intensity in real time. The crowd sends a significant signal when volume exceeds 150% of the daily average. If daily volume falls below 50% of the average, look for dull and directionless trading to characterize that market. Volume peaks and valleys occur naturally within normal price evolution. They also tend to alternate in a cyclical pattern that parallels trend range axis phases. Compare price placement within that axis against volume's central tendency deviation to identify impending feedback shifts. For example, expect lower than normal participation within extended range formations. When volume suddenly peaks well above average within these constricted zones, it often signals an imminent breakout into a new trend. Don't be fooled by seasonal volume aberrations. January draws significant new cash into the markets as investors replenish mutual fund coffers. Summer trading limps through the lowest participation of the year. Insiders and institutions take off for the beaches during holiday markets throughout the year, leaving few movers and shakers on the scene. And options expiration triggers heavy position shifts the middle Friday of each month. Trends and volume. Expect volume to increase in the direction of the primary trend. Look for higher volume on up bars than down bars as prices rise during rallies. Reverse this during sell-offs. In uptrends, more volume on sell-offs than rallies generates divergence that may foretell an impending change in trend. In downtrends, divergence again signals when volume shrinks on sell-offs and rises on rallies. Volume can flash an early signal for an impending reversal when it deviates sharply from the volume moving average, or VMA, during an active trend. Declining directional volume suggests a loss of crowd interest. After a while, the stock may fall of its own weight. Alternatively, when volume peaks too sharply or quickly, it can short-circuit and blow off movement in the prevailing price direction. These high-volume climax events wash out both buyers and sellers as efficiently as lack of interest. They often mark major tops or bottoms. Moderate volume supports underlying trends for long periods of time. It often reflects participation very close to the VMA, with few spikes or valleys. The flow of enthusiasm or discouragement generates price change that feeds on itself and allows one group after another to toss coins into the wishing well. Look for this phasing action on log charts that print rhythmic 45-degree patterns with repeated pullbacks to short-term moving averages. New trends awaken, with price or volume leading the emerging directional force. Better trading opportunities with fewer whipsaws appear if volume builds first. When crowd enthusiasm leads price, accumulation distribution indicators, or ACDIS, should exert a strong pull on its twin. Like a coiled spring, price eventually snaps forward to relieve the tension. For obvious reasons, swing traders want to enter positions just before this happens. But precise timing can frustrate the most promising volume-based strategies. ACDIS price divergence can persist for long periods without quick release. New breakouts depend on volume support. Subsequent trend survival requires that price and volume move into convergence very early after the move. As price thrusts into all-time highs, or pre-traveled trend mirrors, or TMs, current ACT-DIS must support the next move. Fresh price levels place hidden demands on volume. New high breakouts require ample participation, as well as alignment between ACT-DIS and price. Breakouts into TM levels force volume to digest past supply and emotional scars. Divergence builds quickly and triggers sharp whipsaws when new participation at these levels can't absorb the resistance. Volume often spikes well above short-term VMAs during major breakouts. Greed and fear drive participation as the crowd recognizes the active trend. Volume can quickly exceed historical levels and surge for many bars at new highs or lows. Both strong uptrends and downtrends display similar volume signatures. High participation prints sharp gaps at emotional trend peaks, while short pullbacks exhibit declining interest. Few wish to exit trend-following positions in this active environment. Swing traders watch closely for signs of a blow-off as trend advances. This important reversal reveals itself through volume that spikes well above recent action, while related price bars expand and turn in failure. This climax event flags the end of the current trend and beginning for a new range period. Use candlestick patterns to quickly uncover these major reversals. Dark cloud cover, shooting star, and doji patterns all print frequently during blow-offs. The trend's last phase reflects the most active crowd participation in a bull-bear cycle. This frantic action corresponds with Elliott's fifth-wave parabolic activity and sets the stage for the ensuing climax burnout. Once the event occurs, volume again surges when price approaches these levels from above or below. Extremes that print during blow-offs take great participation to violate. For this reason, fade early pullbacks to these climax bars through classic swing tactics. The reversal odds remain very strong as long as volume dries up on the move back toward the high or low.